You're listening to Bible Prophecy Daily, a weekday podcast where Bible prophecy matters and matters greatly.
Before we begin with the Great Commission, so Jesus gave that, he gave that after his resurrection, of course, just before his ascension. But we need to back up a few weeks here, and because there's another discourse that is very important. They need to be seen together because the language is similar, the teaching is very similar here, and that is Matthew's Olivet Discourse. So he gave that, you know, two, 3 days before he was crucified. He gave it to his disciples, the same disciples, by the way, that he gave the Great Commission to. Jesus talks about the completion of this age in several of his end time passages, using expressions such as the end, all right, and the end of the age. The Olivet Discourse was occasioned by the question from his disciples about the end. Matthew 24 verse 3 says, "As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him privately and said, 'Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?'" Further into the discourse here, the Olivet Discourse, Jesus explains that his coming, parousia, brings about the end of this age. So when Jesus returns, this age as we know it, it will be behind us, and a new age is going to dawn. But before this happens, Jesus outlines a number of discernible events that must happen before the end of the age. The first cluster of events that Jesus prophesies is a combination of natural and human catastrophes. So let me read this. This is in Matthew 24, verse 4 through 8. It says, "Jesus answered them, 'Watch out that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will mislead many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Make sure that you are not alarmed, for this must happen. But the end is still to come. For nation will rise up in arms against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of birth pains.'" Jesus emphasizes that these are not events to signal the end has occurred, but that it has not occurred. In other words, the disciples ask for a sign that announces the end of the age, while Jesus immediately replies with what must happen before the sign, the sign. Okay, so these conditions that Jesus lists that must happen before his return are false Christs, wars and rumors of wars, famines, and earthquakes. And he calls these the beginning of birth pains. And it's interesting that this metaphor indicates that they will be the start of painful experiences for God's people that are part and parcel of the eschatological events that lead up to his return. So it makes sense why Jesus would warn them not to think that the end has arrived when they witness them. In addition, they indicate that they will not be as intense as the what's called the Great Tribulation. Okay, this is the Thlipsis Megali. This is found in Matthew 24, 21. This is an expression of the Great Tribulation. "For then there will be great tribulation, unlike anything that has happened from the beginning of the world until now, or ever will happen." And it's noteworthy that the Greek term thlipsis, tribulation, was a common word used for painful child birthing. And this would suggest then that based on Jesus' choice of terms in his discourse, there will be three stages of intensity: the beginning of birth pains, the great tribulation, i.e. intense birth pains, and by implication, the birth of Jesus' arrival. Okay, so those three stages of intensity. It is impossible. So it's impossible to read Matthew 24 with Jesus' explicit teaching of what must happen before his return and then, you know, walk away thinking that Jesus can return at any moment. And this is why, by the way, why many pre-tribulational interpreters have traditionally dismissed Jesus' Olive Discourse teachings altogether, relegating them away from, quote, church teaching of this age and apply them to some other new category of believers, such as, quote, you know, tribulation Jewish saints. And I've responded to this many times. I've responded to in my book, Antichrist Before the Day of the Lord, what every Christian needs to know about the return of Christ. What I want to do here is I want to expand on this whole point. It's contradictory for pre-tribs to claim that Jesus is teaching in his Olive Discourse on the end of the age does not apply to the church. What's interesting is that pre-tribs will write off the Olive Discourse for a teaching for the church, but they will affirm, rightly affirm, that the Great Commission that Jesus gave to his same disciples a few weeks later is for the church. So what is interesting is that there is a key link between these two teachings that pre-tribs fail to consider. Okay, so Matthew 28, let me read verses 18 to 20. It says, "Then Jesus came up and said to them, quote, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Notice my emphasis on the latter part there. Some of you, I'm sure, know where I am going with this. All right, so the Great Commission, it was given to Jesus' disciples, of course, who are representatives of the church. Pre-tribs would agree with that, that in this Great Commission, they would say that they are representatives of the church. And notice that this very last statement says they were told that Jesus would be with them to the end of the age, i.e. the church age. It says, quote, "I am with you always to the end of the age." Now, most people do not think of the Great Commission as a prophecy. But this part of the commission that I just read is an actual prophecy. And let me read this again. Quote, "I am with you always to the end of the age." Jesus is promising through a prophecy that he will be with you, i.e. believers through the church age and up to its completion at the end of the age. So, of course, the question remains, what does this have to do with imminence? Here is the problem that pre-tribs face. How can Jesus' return be imminent right up to the end of the age, while Jesus teaches in his Olive Discourse that prophesied events must happen before the end of the age? In other words, since Jesus teaches in his Great Commission that the church will be on earth to the end of the age, by logical application, they will be here for the events that will transpire before the end of the age as depicted in the Olive Discourse. So you see, pre-tribs, they cannot have their imminence cake and eat it too. Many pre-tribs, they have recognized this contradictory point in their pre-trib theology, and they have attempted to resolve this in several ways. First, and I think the best way to resolve this, is that some have just simply left pre-tribulationism because they've realized that Jesus cannot contradict himself by teaching imminence up to the end of the age on one hand, while at the same time claiming that intervening events must happen before the end of the age. That's a contradiction. And many have recognized that. And I'm not just saying that. I know ex-pre-tribbers who have said that this was a very compelling argument. It was just, it's a hard, how do you get around it? You can't. Okay, so, but second, some pre-tribs, they just simply, another way to respond to this is they have simply chosen to ignore this point altogether. Okay, they won't respond to it. Third, some have equivocated. This is a very, very common response. They equivocate and end up claiming that there are, quote, two ends of the ages. Okay, so what Jesus is talking about in the Great Commission, that's a different end of the age. And when Jesus teaches the end of the age in the Olive Discourse, that's a different end of the age that he spoke about, or that he taught about a few weeks later at the Great Commission. In my view, this is just a quite desperate argument. But it's not surprising that they would say this, because if you understand pre-trib theology, they make these claims about other events. So talk about two future separate parousia events, and two separate Day of the Lord judgments, and even, you know, two separate resurrections, one for Old Testament saints and one for New Testament saints. Unfortunate that the Apostle Paul was not privy to these dichotomies, since the Apostle Paul cited Jesus' Jewish Olive Discourse 30 times to instruct the Gentile Thessalonian church. Jesus taught that the church age would occur up to the end of the age, while the prophesied events, including in the beginning of birth pains, must happen during the church age as well, before the end of the age. And so this is one of the clearest examples in the Bible that contradicts pre-tribulation imminence theology. The church will be here before the end of the age, and there will be prophesied intervening events that must happen also before the end of the age.
Thanks for listening to Bible Prophecy Daily. We hope you learned something valuable today. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss an episode.